Ivy pointed out some things to me here recently, and she said, why is it that the left thinks that they are entitled to these things that we love? And I said, what do you mean? And she explained, so I want to bring her in here, Ivy. Come on back in here. Because you pointed out some things that you and I partake in on a regular basis, being outdoors, backpacking, fishing, you know, just enjoying national parks, good food.
I don't know about fishing, but hiking, biking, organic foods, or like Whole Foods, you know, it is kind of run by some lefties. But why does that all have to be liberal stuff? Why can't it also be conservative people stuff? It's very annoying to me, actually.
Yeah, I know. I think that makes some good sense. I mean, why does it have to be high? Why is hiking, biking, going outside, why is that a liberal thing? Why is that?
Healthy lifestyle.
Right. We live a healthy lifestyle, so I agree with you on that. Let's see. Who's next on the phone here? Paul is in North Carolina today. Paul, how are you?
Morning, Stephen and Ivy. I had watched a podcast the other night. I don't know if you're aware of this. It was by called Unusual Whales. This group has comprised a list of all the congresspeople and senators who have gamed the system and made fortunes from the stock market while manipulating legislation to their benefit. And it was quite shocking, you know,
yeah,
that
this does not surprise me.
And they're making a fortune.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
It seems like they're just going through the motions every day so they can make their money.
I believe that to be true. I greatly appreciate you checking in, William. Too many people go to Congress and get wealthy, is what he's saying, Ivy. I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I can't argue.
Special interest.
Certainly.
Special interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, their special interest. Yeah, not even the people's special interest. Their personal special interest, which is what we've seen. I mean, nobody's more corrupt than the Biden family, right? They bring in millions.
Well, how much?
You know.
Yeah, well, that's just a conspiracy, Steve.
Well, it's not, because Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York, yesterday in Congress pointed out that she had an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter, hey, I just found all the classified stuff. Just found all the classified stuff. How many smoking guns do we need around here? Ivy, hold that position right there. She's my wingman for the day. It's the Steve Huber Show, free for all Friday, including Ivy. We'll be back.